I'm thrilled we have Brad Yoder here. We're going to catch up with Brad. He's performing tonight at 7:30 at Song Space's 5th anniversary party. We'll go through the whole lineup. It's at 7:30 tonight in Shadyside at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh at the corner of Moorwood and Ellsworth. Let's get a little taste of that, though. Here's Brad Yoder.
A perfect mess, a human. And when there's no one to impress, you sparkle like a true gem. You're everything, you are them. Deep down you know there's a compass in your telling you the way to go. Deep down it's true, there's a map inside of you pointing where you always knew. Deep down. As the sky, with clear and cloudy patches, but who cares if it matches? 'Cause you can sing and so can I, in harmony together, cacophony or better. There's a compass in our souls telling us the way to go. Deep down it's true, there's a map in me and you pointing where we always knew. Pointing where we always knew. Deep down. deep down.
Brad Yoder, that's a beauty.
Thank you. Tell
me about that song.
I wrote that song in August. I was working at a summer camp for GLBTQ kids, and a camp directed by Judith Avers of the Early Mays, who's a beautiful local songwriter, singer, human. And so I was down there, and I taught a songwriting class with, I think I had 8 young people in that.
So did they collaborate on writing
the
song?
No, they didn't. I pretty much wrote that one, but everybody was, they collaborated with each other and wrote some different things. And if you're teaching a songwriting class, then you should probably also, you're telling people, like, just go ahead and make something. Don't worry about it if it's perfect or great. So you too should also do that. If you don't, it's kind of lame. And I was so inspired by this group of folks. It was amazing to see 20-some adolescents together who didn't exclude anyone, which you would think would be statistically impossible. I mean, you could almost not get 20-some humans together without somebody being kind of pushed to the outside.
Well, they're human, too.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. 20, general,
yeah,
from,
exactly,
the, from
yes.
the general
of any
collection.
Age, of any age, much less adolescents.
I only did that because I know, because I know you care about your words.
I do care about words, and so thank you for that clarification. Yes, adolescents are humans, too. We don't mean to exclude you.
That's a song. No, you're right, though. I don't know if you were here early enough to hear the Swag Monkeys, now the Alternatives.
I did hear them, so they sounded great.
And, you know, they're all, you know, teens, twins around that age, and that's supposed to be allegedly one of the hardest, you know, groups to collaborate, and
sure,
you have,
yeah.
you know, fights and nastiness.
Yeah.
These kids gel so well.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The kids from Hope for Tomorrow that were just here.
Yeah.
That's just a gorgeous song. You've been at this for so long, yet you're still able to create beauty and brilliant, articulate songs. Do you ever think about that?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I think about it all the time. You know, I've been in Pittsburgh now for 20 years, and there are still songs that I played when I first got here that I play. There's a song I'll play tonight, which is in that category. And then I have songs that I wrote last month or last week, and I'm incredibly grateful that I still write things that I'm excited about. And that a small number of other people are also excited about. That's really, I mean, much more than some of the extrinsic yardsticks. I'm pretty motivated by writing something new that I'm in love with in a small way, or sometimes a bigger way.
It's interesting, though, because, you know, so many people tire of things and, you know, need change. And, of course, your life is not one big constant. But people, at least I don't think it is. I don't think any human's life is one big constant.
Yeah.
But it's really a unique and incredible thing when something like songwriting and writing well and performing well can be that kind of constant.
Yeah.
And it's, I think about, and you know, doing, being here Saturdays and my love for radio and audio, that is something, I have a pretty short attention span, you know, but this is something, I always joke, it's probably my wife and this particular passion that has managed to captivate me. It's really wonderful when you find what that is and when you're able to practice it.
Yeah. I often get the question, you know, how's the music going? And I sometimes, you know, that comes from, that comes from people who are very informed, and sometimes it comes from people who are less informed. And I think the best answer I have is, you know, I still do this for more than half my living. And I do some other things too.
Yeah.
But, and so, you know, one way to look at it would be, have you hit it big yet? Whatever mm-hmm. that means. And the other way would be, oh, you know, I'm still doing this when a lot of other folks aren't. And I still enjoy it thoroughly, and it gives me great pleasure and great satisfaction. So anything you can do over time and get better at is cool, and it's art, even if it's, you know, I don't know, baking bread or whatever it is you do.
Yeah,
do that.
I cackled at this. It's like, hey, you're still doing music. Yeah. As if you're heading to an eventual state of not
right.
doing music, and the
yeah.
still, and it's
yeah.
And nobody really means it.
Yeah, they don't. Plumbers don't get this question.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, are you still doing plumbing?
Yeah, that's right. Do you have your own like plumbing reality show yet? I mean,
yeah. Have you hit it big? In plumbing?
Right.
Yeah. Do you have a new album?
Yeah.
You know,
did you invent a new pipe?
When did you first start plumbing? And
yeah.
Tell me about the first job. I love it. Brad Yoder is who you're listening to. Can't believe it's been 20 years now. Tonight, he'll be playing with Jason Rafalek.
On bass.
And Mr. Socrates.
On the drums, Ryan
Socrates.
Ryan, thank yeah.
you. And Joy Ike is back in Pittsburgh. Joy, I'm happy for Joy, but I'm sad for me because I don't get to see her as often. But she'll be there tonight, too.
Yeah.
And it's all in honor of Brian Junker and his whole team that mm-hmm. has made Songspace at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, located in Shadyside, mm-hmm. a reality for 5 years. It's not easy to do that.
So yeah.
It's a bit of a party tonight, but some great music will be made too.
Mm-hmm. 605 Moorwood Avenue, kind of at the edge of Shadyside in Oakland.
Yeah.
And yeah, it'll be a split bill. So Joy and I will play separately, and then we'll play together, and Ryan and Jason will back us both up, as they both often do. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be great. Why not, would you like to play another
song? I'm going to do, since we're based on that conversation we just had, I'm going to play a really new song. I'm doing this group. It's a secret Facebook group. Shh. And what you have to do is...
We're on public radio.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody's going to hear us.
Yeah.
It's okay.
you have to, it's me and some songwriter friends, and you have to post something every Tuesday, and it can be, you know, a verse, it can be a snippet, it can be a little musical thing, or it could be a whole song. It doesn't matter, but you just have to put something new up. And this has been helpful because apparently I need deadlines. So last month I actually wrote 3 songs that were all because I was supposed to post something on Tuesday. And this is my little 20-year love song to this town we live in. Dizzy town, you're all wrapped up in your sports teams. And what went down last night on the TV? You wax profound over every little detail. I love you, but you're such a dizzy town. All your hills and bridges used to twist me. They took me places that I didn't plan to go. I get turned around, end up somewhere on your back. I love you, but you're such a tricky town. Now I'm too broke to move away. Just one of your adopted sons who came and decided to stay. I know I'm not the only one who's too broke to move away. The radio plays classic.
sons who came and decided to stay. I know I'm not the only one who's too broke to move away. A wrinkled face is softened in the half light. When all her ghosts come out to mill around Dirty Town, I love you best at twilight. Most beautiful right after sundown, too broke to move away. Just one of your adopted sons who came and decided to stay. Too broke to move away from this dizzy town.
Wow, that's Brad Yoder. You're gonna get a lot of people. I doubt you've played that out much.
Not much yet. Yeah, not much yet.
But you're gonna get a lot of people coming up to you and saying, "That's me." How did you know? And I can't say that, but yeah. I think it's true. Not only too broke. To get away, which is a compliment
which
in
is
many
a compliment.
Ways
yeah,
to
yeah,
the
yeah.
city,
yeah.
because it's inexpensive to live large here, or at least medium.
Mm-hmm. And be creative, which is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, it is, I try to be, even, you know, I'm a native, although I always have to point out I was born in Cleveland, came here when I was two or three. But I'm always really cognizant of all the quirks and mm-hmm. all the nooks and crannies and odd things.
Yeah.
You know, we are located where the miniature railroad village of Buell Planetarium used to be. That's where we are, right here. I've made it in Pittsburgh. That's what it takes to be located where something used to be.
Yeah,
you're now
that's
a landmark.
Yeah.
But there's so many quirks, and that's a really it's a nice song. I'm trying to remember, was it Indiana? Where were you before Pittsburgh?
I was in Indiana before Pittsburgh, which is where I went to college and lived for a couple years after college. But my home area is Virginia, down in the Shenandoah Valley.
Ah, okay.
So I moved to Pittsburgh in the fall of '94, amazingly.
Yeah, wow. That's in some ways, it seems like you've always been here, and in some ways, it's like, my gosh.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, 20 years goes by really fast. You know, I didn't get a chance to see if you've got any new projects coming out or if you're working on
one. I'm working on one. I hope to have, you know, the elusive next album. By the end of this year, I think that's a fair assumption.
That's a good way to put it, because
yeah.
if this gets played back again in a future year.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, off the wall, you know, the 20 years that you've been in Pittsburgh, plus your prior time as a musician, but I think a lot of your professional career has been in Pittsburgh, I
mm-hmm.
think.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
So you've seen the business of music changed dramatically,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, is not only true, you know, on the international level, but it's true locally too. Has that impacted the way, I sense it probably hasn't impacted the way you create music, but has it impacted the way you deliver music to other people?
It's a good question. And it's folk music, so we're always a little behind anyway. I think, you know, the question of what makes sense in terms of recording music and how much should you spend on that and how frequently should you do it and how should you do it, that's changed. Those equations have changed. And because for the most part, you don't sell a lot of music. You need to put new music out so that you're – so it's newsworthy, and so people can hear it. But in a lot of ways, the new paradigm is crowdfunding, where you get people to pay for music before it exists, because they probably won't pay for it afterwards, or a lot of them won't. So yeah, those things change. But I think the basic thing, which is just create something new that you're excited about in your room playing by yourself, and then go out and play it for people and see if they respond, and have one new person like what you do and show up again. It's kind of the same.
Yeah,
the same deal.
The fundamentals.
The
are
fundamentals.
Still there.
Yeah.
I never thought about it much, but you're mentioning crowdsourced material, and yeah, new. On the other hand, patrons of the arts,
right,
going back centuries, either pooling money together or subsidizing an
right.
artist is another, or government subsidy
yeah.
is another way of crowdsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is fascinating how those projects come together when people have done that.
And I think, you know, the underlying question is, what's the thing you love to do? And do you love it so much that can figure out a way to do it? And that's constantly changing. And you have to be as creative about organizing the rest of your life as you are creative about the actual art itself, whatever that is. But yeah, that's not new. That's everybody's problem, really. So I think it's less different than people think. People have a notion of artists and creative people as kind of a different species. and in certain ways, and at certain times, we probably are. But a lot of time, it's just trying to figure it out.
I think a lot of it's the human condition just as it stands.
Yeah.
As you try to get through life the way you wish to.
Yeah,
and being the
exactly.
kind of person you want to be. Brad Yoder is here with us. If you'd like life help or advice.
If you give life help.
Yes. If you give Brad I hope you've had a chance to hear Brad in the past. If you haven't, I did put up a link to bradyoder.com on our Facebook page, so it'll be there. It's also at our main website, too, or just go to bradyoder.com. You can also hear and see him tonight at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, right in the Shadyside, Oakland area, Ellsworth and Morewood is about where it is.
Mm-hmm.
I usually use that as my landmark.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to park in that area. On-street parking is not bad at all. And he'll be there with Jason Rafalik, Ryan Socrates, and Joy Ike, playing in a number of different configurations, all in honor of the 5th anniversary of Songspace at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. which is, it's great to celebrate those constants in terms of presenting music. That hall has been used for years and years and years to present great folk music.
Yeah. Yeah. And Songspace is, you can find that online too.
It's uusongspace.com.
That's right.
And we also link to that too, so you can
cool.
find it there. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Let's have you
do. Let's do a song. I got to do one of these little contest songs that I do every year, and this is the one from 2013, when the challenge was to write a song about a wedding. You had to use the names of the people getting married, the words music, love, cake. There are a couple more, and the names of the people getting married, location of the wedding, your connection to it, and what made it unusual or interesting. And there were so many stipulations that the guy only got three entries. but this one won. So I did. This is my
constraints
award.
Are good.
Constraints are great. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my award-winning song from 2013. My first lesbian wedding was a scandalous affair. There was a bride and a bride with no groom in sight, and all their friends were there. Two nice middle-aged ladies pledged their love and traded rings, and I guess you could say it was a very gay day, and I
got paid to sing. It all went down on the south side at this charming B&B. I was the sub for a guy who's a friend of mine. He plays the weddings there usually. Ellen and Dawn requested this Joshua Radin song called Today. So I sang it for them as they walked in, 'cause Ellen DeGeneres had done the same. Guess what makes me nervous is how it's all so well disguised. But behind the kind words and the scrumptious hors d'oeuvres, that's where the gay agenda lies. They had a tasty wedding cake, a dance music playlist that was great, and all their friends seemed really fun. It kinda made you wanna be a lesbian. Lesbian wedding, such a wild and crazy trip. I played for dinner and drinks, and then they said thanks and gave me an enormous tip. Some might call this occasion a sign of society's decay, back when the laws used to say you couldn't do it that way. They got their papers in New York through the party in PA. I guess you could say it was a very gay day, and I got paid for it.
That's Brad Yoder. That's a good song. And
award-winning. Out of three.
Award-winning. Yeah. It got the gold medal. The gold medal. Seal of approval. I wanted to mention, before I forget, I had a note and I lost it while I was laughing along with the words. Linda Holsing.
Mark and Linda.
Mark and Linda. I mentioned Brian's name before.
Yeah.
But Linda, and this is a communal effort, like any good,
Absolutely.
Most good folk things. I mentioned Brian specifically, and I also want to mention Linda and Mark and everybody that's been involved there.
Yeah.
Dave Herndon was very instrumental in helping things early on, and the earlier folk concerts there too. But Songspace, this is not an event in honor of any individual. It's really an event in honor of the whole series. And I'm proud of the individual. So it takes a lot of commitment. It's not easy to do.
It's a lot of work, for sure.
It's an awful lot of work. Constraints are cool, aren't they? They can be a muse to get things like that out of you. By the way, where did that come from? Was it... local or national?
Was local, and there really is a B&B on the south side where a friend of mine does weddings, and that summer I subbed for him a couple times when he had better paying gigs, and it was just show up and play some music and maybe play a couple of special, learn a couple songs for the ceremony.
It's amazing how many weddings can happen. It's funny, my brother, an incredible jazz and classical guitarist, ends up singing Proud Mary and Shout more more often than he cares to. And,
Brown Eyed Girl.
That's the one. In fact, I use Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison as an example of something recently. It's like, we're talking about royalties, how music royalties work. And I was trying to explain, for Brown Eyed Girl, it's meaningful for, Mary McCaslin's Side 2, Song 4, it's not so meaningful.
Right.
And right after I said it, I think we went to lunch or something, and the car radio was on, and Brown Eyed Girl came out of the radio.
Yes.
Gosh, I want to be. We probably have time for one more song.
Let's squeeze one in.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, such a pleasure. Thank you.
It's been too long, and please consider celebrating Song Space and all the great people tonight. First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. Easy to get to. It's not a closed club. This is a wide open event in what happens to be a beautiful listening space that just happens to be in a Unitarian church of historic significance.
Yeah, so. And the cost of admission is a suggested donation. So, you know, I think it's 15 for adults, 10 for students, but it really is whatever you want to.
Yeah, yeah, so. It's whatever makes sense. And look for Brad's music, bradyoder.com, and here he comes with something.
With a true story from about a year ago. Now, this song has some Spanish, but it's repeating the English from before and after.
Okay, so. We'll get the subtitles going.
Yeah, that's right. Read your subtitles.
I met Maria on the megabus, sitting there across from me. She said, no hablo inglés. So all the way to Dallas, I tried thinking of questions I knew how to ask, just to see what she would say. ¿Cuántos nietos tienen? How many grandkids do you have? Ella tiene diez. She has 10 plus 4 great-grandchildren. Ah, so how do you say bis abuela? ¿Cómo se dice? She was on the way to visit family. For a week she'll stay with them. Bis nietos on her knee. I told Maria that I have a niece named Maria Tambien. Mi sobrina, not yet 3. Quieren unas nueces? I offered almonds from my bag. Maria took a few. She told me almonds aren't nuts in Spanish. Ah, so how do you say fruta seca? ¿Cómo se dice? She was born in Mexico. She spoke quietly and slow. I guessed words I didn't know. Looked up others on my phone. Thought that I should show respect, so I tried to use usted. I've lost a lot of words from Spanish class. I can't find them anymore. Ya no las encuentro más. But I know the word for great-grandmother now. Bis abuela on the bus. Maria no habla inglés. How do you say? ¿Cómo se dice?
Brad Yoder, thanks.
My pleasure. Thanks, Larry.
Look for Brad tonight again at Song Space at First Unitarian Universalist Church of Pittsburgh.